Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Friday the 13th, Friday, January the 13th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, and we have got a great show today on this Friday the 13th. We're going to kick it off this morning for 15 minutes answering a question that we have had so many times, really, over about the last month and a half since the beginning of December. We have had people call in live on the air and off the air and talk about long wait times at the Marion General Hospital emergency room for flu-like symptoms, COVID-like symptoms, so on and so forth. So we invited our pal here, Dr. Kurt Gingrich, president of OhioHealth Marion General Hospital, to join us for 15 minutes this morning to start off the program to kind of explain what's been going on and what the situation is now and where we're headed as we head into the rest of the winter. Dr. Gingrich, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, always good to talk with you. It was kind of interesting. We got a call not too long ago, and it was really kind of the top of the end of a bunch of calls. A lady said she was feeling like she had flu symptoms. She went to the emergency room urgent care the day after Christmas, and she said people from the hospital were being directed to go to urgent care because there was a 7-hour wait time at the hospital emergency room, and we've heard several cases like that. What's been going on?
Yeah, thanks for allowing me to come on, and really appreciate that. And we have really hit here in December and January the perfect storm. Some of it did include the weather, but thanks for giving me a chance to explain. We have not been able to maintain the normal flow in our operations really through the month of December and some into here in January as well for multiple factors. The first is the really high rates of respiratory illnesses that we've been seeing. Some of it has been COVID. A lot of it has been influenza or the flu symptoms, and then other respiratory illnesses as well. We suspect like RSV, which we hear in the news, and our hospital hasn't been immune to that compared to the state or the rest of the country for that matter. What that does is hit our urgent cares. It's also hit our emergency rooms as people are seeking care to make sure that they're doing okay. What that's meant for us is that those patients have had to wait longer, certainly much longer than what we would anticipate, and we've seen the times for ability to be triaged and seen by the physician about twice as much as what we would like to see at this point in our measures. The other thing that's happened for us right around Christmas, the weather played a part of this. We had 4 of our 24 emergency room bays closed down because of a water main break. That freezing temperature and then that wind chill, all of that impacted that, and so it took 4 of our 24 rooms out of service for about 10 days. We've got them all back up and running again, and we're seeing some improvement in those flows, but it really decreased our time to be able to see patients, or decreased our space to see the patients from that standpoint. Mm. And then the other thing that happened was the weather itself made it very difficult for several staff to come in and out. We actually had to institute something we have called a Code Gray, which asks other staff members in our hospital to stay over. So we were finding places for them to stay and rest so that they could continue those shifts until the roads could clear and the weather cleared so that we could get people back. And that certainly slowed things down, especially, which made it kind of our biggest pinch point was right around that Christmas holiday in between Christmas and New Year's.
You know, Dr. Gingrich, it's interesting because we've obviously kept in touch during the entire pandemic, and I cannot remember a time, even during the pandemic, when we had people calling the station here and saying, man, I had to wait 7 hours. I was being sent to urgent care because the wait times were so long in the emergency room. Was this worse than the pandemic as far as wait times and just the staff being overworked?
I think each time has been a little bit different. A year ago, we had the National Guard here helping us to support through a really large COVID surge, and fortunately, we're not seeing COVID patients as sick as they were at that time. Still many needing hospitalization, but not at that level. So what it's meant, and at that point, we actually had to pause elective surgeries or things that would be considered elective because of that COVID crisis. We haven't had to do that this time, but all of those things link up, so it's just a little different feature. And what we've noticed is those lower acuity illnesses, things that need to be seen but not in that emergent type situation, we're taking us longer to get through because the rooms weren't there to actually evaluate the patient and some of the staffing challenges because of the weather that impacted that, and then just the sheer numbers of that. So each time we've had to work through a problem, it's been just a little bit different, this one was no different from that standpoint, just that some of those lower acuity things that might not need to come into the hospital were taking longer periods of time to be seen, and I think that's why those wait times were seen and probably what some of your callers were experiencing, which is not what we like and is unfortunate, and we're working to really move that back and make adjustments so that people can get the care when they need it.
You know, it's very interesting, Dr. Gingrich, because we look at, you know, wait times and what they are, and I assume that's probably different on what time you go to the hospital and who happens to show up. But usually we don't think of the flu as something that you go to the ER for. You might call your doctor, so on and so forth. Is this because this is more of a respiratory type of a flu than it has been in the past?
Yeah, I think that patients are feeling worse and not sure where to head for that care. When you think about where we were over the holidays and where we were over with that weather event, many offices were closed, so a place to seek care adjusted or changed to an urgent care or to the emergency room, and that placed the additional stress on the system. I think that what we found was that we had about a 10 to 15% higher amount of those patients that came in to seek care in the emergency room that were lower acuity and weren't likely to have to come into the hospital. So when you have those patients there, on average, it takes about 2 hours to do the workup and evaluate if you need an x-ray or other lab work, and that just, because the rooms were down, really slowed us down and contributed to those wait times.
Have a lot of people with this flu and what COVID is at this time been admitted to the hospital?
We've had normally during this time of year, we have a large number of respiratory-related flu-like illness patients in our hospital. And we're seeing those numbers, aside from specific COVID patients, higher than they have been in the last couple of years. This has been a very high incidence of flu this year, we're finding that because of that, there are more patients seeking care than coming into the hospital. So yeah, I would agree with that, and I think the biggest thing that we could do, it's still not too late to get your flu vaccine if you haven't received it. Flu normally runs through about March. We believe we're near the peak, but we'll continue to have that risk. So that flu vaccine has been shown to be effective this year at minimizing that need, one, preventing it, and also minimizing the need if you still do get influenza of needing to come into the hospital.
Speaking to how many people have come to the hospital this year, if you have had the flu or you have had COVID this season or maybe even in the last year, do you still need to get the vaccines?
From an influenza standpoint, those are usually given on a yearly basis, and so for that season. The influenza piece is, the recommendation would be if you just had influenza it still could, you can get it again if there's something wrong with your immune system. So the best piece would be to talk to your physician about whether you should get that or not. From a COVID standpoint, the new bivalent vaccine, which came out here late summer, early fall, is still showing significant lowering of the risk of hospitalization or death from the new variants that we're seeing. And so it would usually the recommendation still is to receive that 90 days to 100 days after you've had COVID if you would like to get that vaccine.
With this flu and with this particular COVID that you are seeing this particular season, is this a life and death situation for people, or luckily, are people able to usually get out of the hospital and get back to normal life within a week or two?
Yeah, we're not seeing from COVID. We still are seeing patients, unfortunately, pass away or die from COVID, but it's at a much lower rate. And we believe that's related to the variant has significantly decreased in its intensity for many people. Many people who are higher risk have received the initial vaccines, which are lowering that risk of severe illness. And so the vaccination and those public health things that we have done have helped us lower that mortality rate from what we're seeing from patients coming into the hospital. From influenza, we're probably very similar to other seasons of that. We just have had very mild seasons the last couple of years. So we're seeing a higher number coming in, but we're able to treat that pretty well for most people. The highest risk are those who are younger and those who are older or have comorbid conditions like emphysema or asthma.
In mid-January, right now, if I were to go to the emergency room for anything, would there be a wait time at this point, like the 7 hours, 5 hours? Abnormal wait times, I guess, is what I should say.
Yeah, we've not been up into that higher level, but we still are experiencing certain times of day and days of the week that tend to be higher wait times for us. The way the process works in our emergency room is you don't come in and it's not a first come, first serve process. There's a triage to evaluate the risk of your complaints. And then if someone would come in with something more severe, like symptoms of a heart attack or an auto accident, you might be waiting because you're having respiratory symptoms, but you're not showing signs of needing oxygen or in significant respiratory distress. So you might get pushed back or have to pause your care so that someone with a more severe illness like a stroke or a heart attack who comes in gets that care. And so because of what we're seeing in the community in that mix, we're seeing still some delays from where we want to be. We normally say in the emergency department our goal is to be seen and triaged within 15 minutes. To be seen in the workup, and if you're able to be discharged back to home for that visit to take somewhere around 2 hours. And then if you're going to need to be admitted, that whole workup and then getting the bed and moving the patient upstairs is somewhere between 4 hours. That's the normal process that we work on, and that then is our averages, and we're not back to that yet because of the volumes that we're seeing.
Dr. Gingrich, I know you have a meeting here in about a minute, but very quickly for people, the mask mandates are obviously all gone. These are illnesses that are passed by people coming in contact with each other. Even though most people aren't wearing masks anymore, if I wear one, am I better protected than somebody who's not?
Yes. The data on that is pretty clear, especially for even things like influenza, other common cold illnesses, that the recommendations are if you're not feeling well, you should stay home. If you are out and about, especially with higher transmission of these infections, wearing a mask, especially in poorly ventilated and indoor activities for a longer period of time where there's large groups, is effective. I took a plane trip here near the holidays and was wearing a mask in the airport and on the airplane because of that high incidence. A lot of people are choosing not to, and I think our ability to choose that makes sense. But wearing a mask, staying home when you're not feeling well, And getting your vaccinations for influenza and COVID, if you haven't had that, is effective.
Dr. Kurt Gingrich, President of OhioHealth Marion General Hospital, thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Great to talk to you.
Always a pleasure talking with Dr. Gingrich, and this really was a big question. We've had several calls on and off the air about the long wait times at in the emergency room and at urgent care, and now we know why. Apparently, there was some water damage that was done due to a water main leak over the Christmas holiday because of the extra low temperatures we had and that snow. Probably more the temperatures than the snow, so that closed some rooms in the emergency room. So that certainly would factor in when it came to why the wait times were so long, and also the fact that staff could not get there, certain staff members. I imagine we have a lot of staff members at the hospital who work out of town, and that snowstorm prior to Christmas was not good at all. And the fact that this flu, and certainly COVID, and but maybe a couple other illnesses this go-around, seem to be focused in on the respiratory. And I'll tell you, a doctor told me one time, he said, all illnesses are bad and all feelings are bad, but the worst thing that causes the most panic is feeling that you can't breathe. And I think that probably is true for everybody. Now, the question about masks, I think that's very interesting. Because for a long... The mask thing is complicated because there's been talk for a long time that if I wear the mask and you don't wear the mask, how protected am I? Because if you're not well, the illness is still coming from you. And will me having the mask on prevent me from getting sick? So Dr. Gingrich says yes, according to the studies. And apparently, everybody still needs to get their flu shot once a year. Flu season, I guess, runs through March, is what he said. So I guess we've got about 2.5 more months of this. Hopefully it gets better. Nothing worse than when you don't feel well and feel bad enough to go to the ER and have to wait hours and hours and hours. And I'll tell you another thing that's bad, and it's not Marion General's fault, it's in any emergency room in the country. If you go into a busy emergency room, you're surrounded by other sick people, and it's in a close-knit environment. So there are other people sitting there who have the flu, there are other people sitting there who might have COVID, there are other people sitting there who might have anything, from the common cold to who only knows what. And you're sitting there for hours and hours and hours with them, and you're in close quarters, and I'm sure that's a chance to get sick. So it's a lot of big information, but I did want to have I knew Dr. Gingrich was very busy this morning. I know he had a board meeting this morning, but I wanted to get him on at least to explain why the wait times are so long and what people are suffering from. Now, it's great to hear mortality rates are not high at this particular point, that things seem to be treatable, but so many people are sick that the treating times are taking a while. Wasn't it interesting to hear what they strive for at the hospital? How long they want you to be there before you get to triage? How long they want you to be there from triage to being seen in the emergency room or getting to a room or being discharged? It's interesting because those are not super long times when you think about it, when you think about medicals. You know, 4 hours, when you consider you have to go in, you don't feel well, they have to run tests, tests take a while to come back. 4 hours is not a huge amount of time in the grand scheme of things. So I think that's all very interesting when we look at it on the whole. So hopefully things get better, I guess is the best way to put that. But we certainly do thank Dr. Kurt Gingrich, President of Ohio Health Marion General Hospital, for joining us this morning to shed some light on all those problems. So we thank him very much for that. Now, well, it's Friday the 13th. Well, how about that? We've already got a Friday the 13th. We're only 13 days into the new year. And here we are, already Friday the 13th. You know, I wonder how many people truly do have the phobia of Friday the 13th. Triskaidekaphobia is what it's called. That's the fear. Well, triskaidekaphobia is not the fear of Friday the 13th. It's the fear of the number 13 altogether. You know, several buildings are built without a 13th floor. A lot of times the number 13 does not appear in certain things in society because nobody wants it. It's unlucky. For some reason, and I think that, I don't know the significance, though, of Friday the 13th. Now, I get that 13 has always been considered an unlucky number, and triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13, but I don't know what Friday the 13th. I don't know why Friday figures into that, because for most people, Friday is a pretty good day. Friday is usually the day where people are getting off for the weekend. So a lot of people look forward to Fridays. I think we're going to have a guest calling in here momentarily. Hopefully, we're going to have a guest calling in here momentarily. Somebody who has something to do with Friday the 13th, which... that will be a lot of fun. 37 and a half minutes past the hour on this Friday the 13th, 2023. 37 and a half minutes past the hour. Oh, I got to tell you, I picked up the papers last night. I stopped by the office here last night, and I'm looking at this paper. Remember earlier in the week when we had the discussion about the paper? I guess this paper came out on Wednesday, January the 4th. Wednesday, January the 4th. And the paper at the top, now I've got the paper folded, because that's how it came to me. And at the top of the paper, it does in very big letters say, local woman killed. Upper Sandusky police investigate homicide. Now that's the big headline. And then right under that, it does have a picture of a gentleman and a woman, and unless you flip the paper over, you don't see where it says, not slowing down, after decades of work and activity, a love of travel leads to a new career. So if this were on the newsstands, and you did not buy it, you might get the impression that this was the woman who was killed, because you can't see the headline that she's a part of unless you flip the paper over. All you would see is, if this were laying in the newsstand, is local woman killed with a picture of a woman and a man right under it. That's all above the fold in the paper. Remember how we used to say that, above the fold? If you had an article written about you, or you had anything published in the paper, you always wanted it on the front page above the fold. Now, the reason for that is that's what people see at the grocery store, the gas station. Remember the old paper boxes? You used to put some money in and you get newspapers out of it? That's what you would see, because the newspaper was always folded. So whatever was above the fold is what you would see. And I imagine now actually having this newspaper in my hand, that's probably what the complaint was. Because obviously, if you got the newspaper at home, or you did buy the newspaper, you would unfold it and realize that the story about the woman and the man are about their business. But if you did not buy the paper, and you only saw it in the checkout line, you might think that she was the woman who was killed. But who knows? We all have different opinions on things like this, and that's just the way it goes, I guess. 40 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. Remember, you can always hear WGH streaming live on the net at WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app. It is absolutely free on any mobile device, and search WWGH. The only way to do it. Now, there was another story here. I'm looking at one of these other newspapers this morning. This was the one that had the side hit. Now, this was above the fold, too, by the way. Funeral set for machete attack victim. So now I'm absolutely for sure that, yes, that's how that appeared in the Marion Star. That's, you know, I hate to keep bringing this up, but it's such a sad story. And by the way, I did check yesterday on that GoFundMe page as far as this particular incident went, and their GoFundMe at this point, I think, is over $81,000. And I believe it started at 30,000 was the goal, and now they're up over 81,000. That shows the giving nature of the Marion community, and certainly reflects well on us as a city, I think. And who knows, people from outside of the city might have donated to that as well. Now, there is another... I haven't got a chance to read this, but there's another story down here. How the Marion Star made a difference in 2022. Now, I'm going to have to read this to understand this. But basically, it starts out by saying, as we start the new year, the Marion Star looks back at some of the stories that impacted our community in 2022. One of the biggest roles media can play is in keeping people informed about the topics that affect their lives. It's no different here in Marion County. One of the biggest stories for the lives of readers of Marion was the tumult that dominated the city school through most of 2022. I guess they just go through stories here. I guess they're clapping themselves on the back for publishing a newspaper. I don't know. I don't know what exactly that means, but we're glad to have the Marion Star. My goodness. A lot of communities have lost their newspapers. They don't have such a thing anymore. And we certainly are glad that we still have our local newspaper, by all accounts. We think they do a fine job. I mean, I think the people who are working over there at this point, they're short-staffed, just like all other media outlets. So that's unfortunate, but we certainly have nothing but good feeling toward the Marion Star. In most cases, I won't be as phony to say that sometimes we question the things that they do, but I will tell you, every time I've ever questioned anything that they have done, I have brought it up to them in person or by email, because I think you should tell people when you have any kind of a, I don't want to say disagreement, because I'm not even sure that it's that. When you have a difference of opinion on how things should be done, pretty much is what it is. All right, phone lines are open here. I don't know if our guest is going to call in this hour or maybe another hour. He's in a different time zone. So this might actually end up happening later today. Now remember, I'll be on today from 8 until 9, and then I'll be on from 10:15 until 1 in the afternoon. So this is not the only broadcast this morning. We will be on quite a bit today. So our special guest will eventually come along, and our special guest has to do with Friday the 13th. So you won't want to miss that for love nor money, and maybe that'll happen later. I'm sure that'll happen later in the day. I think we might have had a time zone issue, is what happened here. Live radio, that's the way it goes. All right, phone lines are open. Oh, and by the way, I'm at the studio. I should remind people that I am at the studio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How about that rain yesterday? Did that make your day as dreary and annoying as it made my day. Every time I got out of the car, every time I wanted to do something, I got wet, I got cold. You know, somebody asked me last night, I think it was Terry here at the studio, because we had a meeting. And Terry said to me, you know, would you rather have 40 degrees and rainy in January, or would you rather have, you know, maybe 1 or 2 inches of snow and 20 degrees? I said, to be honest, 1 or 2 inches of snow and 20 degrees, to me, is better than all that rain we had yesterday. Because when it's snowing, you can walk through that. And 2 inches, usually the roads are clear and it's not such a mess. But the rain, there's no getting away from the rain. Have to have the windshield wipers on, the headlights on. Every time you get out of the car, you get poured on. It's just, and it's dreary, and it makes you tired. I don't know that snow makes people tired. I don't know that we would consider snow dreary, either. I don't think that's a term we would use for snow, dreary. I don't know. My question to you this morning is, would you prefer, I think that was too many words in that sentence, would you prefer cold temperatures, or would you prefer a little warmer temperatures, but rain? So essentially, would you prefer 40 degrees and rain, or would you prefer 20 degrees, but sunny? Kind of like it was on Tuesday. No, maybe it was Wednesday, because yesterday was Thursday. I tell you, the days are all screwed up here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. I would love to hear from you. I think that's a fascinating discussion, because certainly we're going to get both of them here in Central Ohio. Being in the Midwest with all four seasons, we're going to have rainy days, and we're going to have snowy days, and we're going to have cold temperatures, and we're going to have warm temperatures, and we're going to have just about anything you can think of. They called it a mix yesterday. It was a mix of weather. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, I'm at the studio today, so give me a buzz. Now, I'll tell you, we actually have a call we need to do later on this morning. I'm not going to do it now because I don't think we have time to get it in 12 minutes. But later on this morning, we are going to do a call wishing somebody a happy birthday. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but we'll do that at some point this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would you prefer rain or cold temperatures? Rain at 40 degrees or cold temperatures 20? Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. Now, I will also tell you, was this from last week? Might have been from last week. We were doing Family Feud last week when I was here at the studio. And we had a question that I believe had 8 answers. 8 answers last week. Now, the question was, if you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Now, do you remember this question? I tell you, my mic stand is not being cooperative today. I'm going to have to fix this during the break. But do you remember this question? If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Now, we did get some answers of the 8. We got money, health, a brain, and love. So we have 4 of the 8. We have half of them down. Does anybody know what the other 4 answers would be in this Family Feud trivia left over from last Friday? If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Now remember, we've already got money, health, a brain, and love. But there are still 4 answers left to go. money was number one, health was number two, a brain was number three, love was number six, four, five, seven, and eight still remain. Does anybody know what those answers are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, we are at the studio this morning. I know that gets a little confusing. All week, I'm not at the studio, and I'm at a little, I'm at a different number, and then I come here on a Friday, and we're at the old studio number. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the other four answers might be? We're under 10 minutes this hour, coming up on 51 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Friday the 13th, 2023, January the 13th, 51 minutes past the hour. Is anybody going to venture a guess here? If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? All right, I believe we have a call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
What about peace?
Peace, I'll tell you. Oh, you know what? That is on the list. Peace on Earth, number five. Now, would you prefer yesterday rain in the 40s, or would you prefer temperatures in the 20s?
The 20s, if, like you said, it was snowing, because that makes it bright.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Rain is just so depressing.
Yeah, yesterday was a monumentally depressing day if you had to go out in it, and I think if you stayed at home, you probably just wanted to take a nap all day.
That's right.
I agree. It was it, and you know, wouldn't you know it? Yesterday, I had to be out constantly. I had to go to the school. I had to go to a meeting yesterday. I had to come here last night. So I was out in that mess quite a bit yesterday, and that was no fun.
No, it isn't. No. Nope, it isn't.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we got another answer there. Peace on Earth. Absolutely. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Money, health, a brain, peace on earth, love. Those are the answers we have so far. Now, we still do have three other answers to go. Three other answers to go. 740-383-9944. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? That's what we're doing here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say happiness.
Happiness, absolutely. Number seven on the list. So, what would you prefer? 40 degrees and rain or 20 degrees?
Oh, I like snow. I like the winter. It's probably not my favorite, but I like the winter.
So you would take the 20 degrees. What'd you do yesterday with all that nasty rain? And
I was out in the rain.
Oh, you went out in the rain?
Yes, I don't go out that often, but buddy, I went to several places and it's tough. It doesn't, you know, really bother me that much, but you just don't like to go get groceries or stuff, you know, in the rain. So
did you get to hear Dr. Gingrich this morning?
Yes, uh-huh.
I thought that was a good explanation of what's going on at the ER.
Yeah, they had frozen pipes at the hospital, too.
Yeah, apparently that's what he said, frozen pipes that caused a water leak, and I think he said they had to close four of the triage rooms.
Huh.
Now, see,
in the courthouse, you would kind of think, I don't know if they could do something with the pipes. I don't know if there's a liquid, but it's, you know, you think of them having big pipes. Maybe they don't, but that's kind of, you know, you don't think of places like that really freezing. So.
Well, I'll tell you, what that showed me is, for as old as the courthouse is and as old as Marion General Hospital is, to have both of them get busted pipes during that storm tells me that's as cold as we have had it in decades.
Can't you put something electric on the water pipes? I don't know if they wrap them or something to keep them from freezing. You think something, I think some houses in basements, they do that.
I think there is something. Maybe next time we'll be a little better prepared, but I think that one came out of the blue for most people.
Yeah, yes it did.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we got another answer. Absolutely. Happiness is on the list. So now we're down to two answers. We've got 5 minutes. Are we going to get the remaining two answers here? Remember, the question is, if you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? We've got money, health, a brain, peace on earth, love, happiness, two other answers to go. Are we going to get those two answers in the remaining 5 minutes this hour? 740-383-9944. Now remember, I will be on after the pastor spot this morning at 10 a.m., back on the air at 10 a.m., through 1 o'clock this afternoon, so don't switch that dial, and I think our mystery guest will probably come along later in the morning. I will try to make contact with him and see what happened. I imagine it's a time zone thing, is probably what happened here this morning. He probably did not see Eastern time when we made the confirmation of him coming on the show this morning. Hey, I'll tell you something, the phone is not ringing anymore, and I did not make any adjustments to it. Here in the studio, you know, it comes on, it lights up, which is how I know we have a phone call, but it's not ringing, and I hate when a phone rings on the air, so it's nice that this phone is no longer ringing. I like that. So, hey, it's a good morning here on Friday the 13th so far. 57 minutes past the hour. Are we going to get the remaining two answers here? If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Money, health, a brain, peace on earth. Well, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Courage.
Courage. You know, courage is not on the list. Now, what would you choose? Rainy and 40 or 20 degrees?
I kind of love the rain, actually. It doesn't bother me. To me, it's like, I don't know, kind of peaceful. I don't mind it at all.
Now, how's your Friday the 13th going? Do you have triskaidekaphobia?
No, I put my faith in the Lord, so I'm not too worried about the date on the calendar.
Did you hear the doctor earlier?
Yes, I did.
What'd you make of that?
Well, I still have a little bit of reservations about some of it, but then some of it makes sense too. I mean, you can't really predict how bad you're going to get hit with the cold and flu. I mean, they had no way of, like, knowing that that was going to happen.
Right.
And it definitely, triage definitely makes sense. I mean, if you have somebody with a gunshot wound, you're going to treat them before someone with a sniffle.
Well, and I think it's interesting, you know, there was so much reporting done on the courthouse pipes bursting. I think the Marion Star did 2 or 3 stories on that. Nobody did anything on the hospital, and I would think more people visit the hospital than the courthouse.
I'm telling you, if you were a plumber or a contractor, you were probably in hog heaven because everybody I talk to is pipes busted.
Or somebody who plowed snows, which tells me that I don't, it must have been, well, somebody did say when we got that storm, because of the snow, the cold temperatures, the wind, and all that happening within 8 hours, that was the worst storm, I think they said in a lifetime, like the century. Just because of all the things that happened within that 8-hour period.
It was pretty bad, yeah, and I was sick on top of it. Everybody keeps saying, like, this was the Christmas to forget. Like, this was just, nothing good came about from this Christmas.
No, I think I must have foreshadowed that, because I was not in the Christmas spirit, which I said on the air. I said everybody was depressed, everybody was mopey. It was not a happy time, and then we got that horrible thing the day before Christmas Eve of all days. So, no, it was not a one of the most cheery Christmases, I will say.
By far. This will go down in the history books as, like, not probably one of the worst Christmases. But I have family that lives in the Fountain Place Trailer Park, and they said the main, like, sewer lines out there froze, and they have, like, wall sewage backing up in their tub, and it was just terrible.
Boy, that's what you don't want on Christmas. You don't want raw sewage.
No, because it was, like, freezing cold, so you have to crank the temperature up. It's like, oh my.
Yeah, the aroma in the house was definitely not that of candy canes and peppermint.
Yeah, Oz, dinner done.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All Bye.
All right, we're going to break, but remember the pastor spot coming up next, and then I'll be back at 10:15 through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Don't you dare go anywhere.
On the Republican side, our governor, Governor Kasich, last time I heard, has a 70% approval rating in Ohio. He's running neck and neck with Donald Trump. Who's going to carry Ohio tonight?